Good evening. My name is Carlos. We just called mm-hmm. to conduct an opinion poll about politics in your area of Texas, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick. I'll be brief, 5 minutes. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, there will be a Democratic primary in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and the State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like the state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably vote, or wait until November to vote on the general election?
I'll wait till the general election.
You always do?
For the general election. Yeah, I will be at this one.
Okay. And this one is very important, like it's the state's trying to take over of the control of the public school system, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about this, you know. So you're going to wait, or you probably vote on the primary?
Yeah, I'm going to vote on the primary.
Okay, definitely? Oh,
yes.
Probably. Definitely.
No,
okay,
definitely.
Thank you. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. If you never heard of them, just let me know so we can move on, okay? The first one is the Houston Independent School District, which is the HISD. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. What's your opinion?
What's my opinion about the what again?
The Houston Independent School District, to the best of your knowledge, for what you heard. If you
I am opposed to the new districting of
they're taking
Houston,
over, right?
Yeah.
But at this moment, at this moment, the question is, what's your opinion in regards to that organization in general? The Houston Independent School District, is your opinion very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
Okay. And moving on, Joyce Chapman, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And Clinton Horn.
Very I don't know favorable. Who that is.
Okay. And Danny Norris, you have an opinion or never heard of it?
Never heard of him.
And Shayla Jackson Lee, same question?
Yes, I know. I'm very
very favorable. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one is Harold Dayton. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now moving on. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Now, which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because the HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose the state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run their schools? What's your opinion, support or oppose?
I don't like what's going on right now, so I would say opposed.
Opposed. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the state Texas House. Now, which of these four candidates would you vote if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clinton Horn, or Danny Norris? If you have to choose today.
I have no opinion on either one of them, man. I can't call it.
No, I understand. And I understand you probably have to do some more research, but if you have to choose today, it's just for the sake of a research. Can you pick one?
Okay, I'll take the second guy.
Okay, Harold Dayton?
There you go.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, we're almost done, okay? Next, here's a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dayton, and his record. Please rate your reaction to each, either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Here's the first statement. He's fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that are criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion in cases of rape or incest. What's your reaction to that statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat negative.
Okay? And Representative Dayton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Your reaction to that statement, sir? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat negative, man. I think he should have been prosecuted.
Understood, sir. Now, moving on. Dayton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Same question, same options. What's your reaction?
Support for housing?
Dayton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Yes, I am very favorable of it.
Very positive reaction to that statement?
Yes.
Okay, now the next one. Harold Dayton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Now, what's your reaction to that statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay, and Harold Dayton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. What's your reaction to this statement, sir? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, and Harold Dayton worked to stop Governor Abbott's string plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. What's your reaction to the statement, sir? Somewhat positive, very positive.
Say that last question again.
Yes, sir. It's a statement. We want to know your reaction. Harold Dayton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Oh, yeah. I'm not favorable at all.
Reaction?
Yes,
to that
very
thing.
Negative,
okay.
Very negative.
Now, let's go to the next one so we can finish. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners. What's your reaction to that statement, sir? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Very negative. Thank you, sir. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Just a few more questions for a statistical purpose only. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House? If you have to choose today, Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clean Dan Horn, or Dennis Norris? If you have to pick one.
I'm going to pick the last guy.
Dennis Norris? That was the last. Okay. Now, just a few more questions, like I said, for statistical purpose only. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39? 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Thank you, sir. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself an African-American or black, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you have any children currently on the local public school, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools? Yes,
no.
Sir? Okay,
no.
Sir, it's very kind of you for taking the time. This concludes our service. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.